Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because there is a bailout program going on right now underneath our noses while we're being told to look over here. There's some money being paid out that you and I are paying for, and it's absolutely crazy. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And don't forget to join the email list. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. But I just met Missy, who has this very cool boat, and it is pirate themed. Isn't that cool? Look at this. I just wanted to be a pirate. Look at that. That's awesome, man. That's very cool. So I'll show you more of this in a bit. But first things first, guys, have you heard of this? I have to thank one person, and that is Cindy with a Y and an I wrote me about how she and her husband are living on pensions, Social Security, and retirement from different jobs that they had, post office, and things like that. And they're concerned about the shape of the government. Well, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. You ever heard about that? Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Well, they are a governmental agency. And during the American Rescue Plan, okay, they were given $91 billion that you and I didn't know about, okay, until Cindy sends me this, and I'm like, this is wild, because what she's concerned about is, hey, is our pension safe? Rightfully so. Think about it. Her husband, postal worker, okay, and has been around, you know, that's a tough gig. There's two things about postal workers that always stuck with me, and one of them was a guy, I'm sitting in a sushi restaurant 20 years ago, and the guy tells me how I'm like, hey, I think you're my postman. Yeah, he goes, yeah, things are tough right now. They just added 1.75 miles to my route, and I'm almost at 6 miles a day walking. And you can sit there and go, oh, the guy's in great shape. You know, but again, no extra pay, nothing. He had to walk almost 6 miles a day delivering mail, which probably took forever. Probably did it 12 hours a day back then. So there was that. And then the other one recently was I had people that wrote me, and they told me that they were postal workers, and both of them had to have their hours changed, where they had to have Saturdays added. And what the threat was, oh, you don't want to work Saturdays? You get no more extra pay, but if you do, we'll take away your pension. You'll lose that because your eligibility is almost coming. So work more and we'll get your pension. But right now, when you sit there and you look at this, okay, and you see the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation right now is out, and they're bailing out pensions right now. Think about this. A union right now is not a public entity. A union is a private enterprise. The Teamsters are one of the people that they're bailing out right now, and this is complete nonsense, okay? Think about this. We will tell you how to vote. We will tell you what we're going to do with the money. You pay your dues. The dues should be responsible to make sure that the pensions are paid. That makes sense? If you had a private business and, you know, a public business that was doing this, you would go to jail if you mismanaged funds. But no, it's a union. You know, we're going to tell you how to vote. And to give you an idea, you know, Teamsters wouldn't endorse a candidate. You had the International Firefighters Association that wouldn't endorse a candidate. I keep asking firefighters, why? Get a set of nuts, man. Step up and tell people who you want them to vote for. Oh, come on, man. You know, generally unions are democratic, which is my point. The point is that if you get $91 billion to bail yourself out, how is that fair? How is that fair to the rest of the world right now? I have had people write me over the last 2 years that have not gotten their pension money, or they just get it swiped. People in the UK, hey, they just get, we're taking 20% off of your pension every month. Well, I need this money to eat. Well, figure it out. It's 20% less as of next month. Okay? Now, again, thank you, Cindy, with a Y and an I, because this is solid gold. But think about this. They issued press releases yesterday, and it was the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation announced today that it has approved application submitted by the Special Finance Assistance Program for the United Food Service Program. Okay, now you can sit there and go, that's great, Dan. They're going to bail out the United Food Service Program. Okay, well, guys, it gets ridiculous because think about this. They're going to give them $684 million. Okay, because they because their pensions aren't funded properly and they squandered their investments. No. Again, the bailout that you and I didn't know about. Press release number two, same day, yesterday, okay? The Marine Carpenters Fund, okay? They avert insolvency. Why is a pension fund for the carpenters used insolvent? Why, you know, if you were a member of the Marine Carpenters Fund and you said, hey, I want to see the books, you would be in trouble. You probably wouldn't get work. You'd probably be shunned if you asked such a thing. But wait a second. Got great news for you guys. You guys are getting $34.8 million. Again, a bailout that you and I did not know about. Okay? Well, this is great. Dan, come on, man. You're looking at this the wrong way. People are going to continue to get their money in an older life, in their older age. No. God, I'm so mad about this. This is really ridiculous when you think about this, because I think about the stress of this woman writing me, and I'm just going to do one more, okay? And that is the UFCW, okay? Pension benefit for the another food worker, tri-state pension. Okay, these people are getting, how much is this one? Okay, let's go down. Sorry about this, guys. They got 29,000 participants, and they're going to avoid insolvency because they're going to step in because of the Biden-Harris plan and give them, it doesn't say how much this one is. But once again, the thing that was disturbing the most about her email was the Teamsters. And again, the Teamsters took an internal vote and didn't like how people were going to vote, so we're not going to endorse anybody, just like the Washington Post did, just like the LA Times did, just like USA Today. I mean, come on, guys, what is this? International Firefighters already said that one. But come on, guys, this gets ridiculous right now. You and I are fitting the bill for this. Do you have a pension? You know how many people write me that are 55 years old and dead broke, and I don't know what I'm going to do. But we, you and I, our taxes are bailing these people out. So do you have a problem with this? Because I do. I think it's ridiculous. And again, the whole world is set up right now, which where we're not supposed to sit there and talk about things like this. We're not supposed to be focused on this. But, you know, I'll leave the other links below that she sent me. But the Teamsters, think about this. The Teamsters, unions serve a great purpose. They bring up wages. They bring up, lifestyles. They bring it to the current market value. And there's a lot that comes out of a union. But there's a lot of bad that comes out of the unions, because what'd you guys do with the money? Okay? Because again, if it was a public company, you could go in there and you could shake them down. You could sit there and interrogate them. Okay? Well, let's interrogate these people and find out what you do to piss away the money. Who ran the investment program? Marge is fantastic, Dan. Her brother set up everybody's IRA. Come on. You know what I mean? It's a den of idiots right now with some of these people. But $91 billion, you and I wrote the check for it. Okay? Tell everybody. I had breakfast today and walked into a busy restaurant, and it was, you know, crowded. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool, you know. So I sat down, sat at the counter by myself. I eaten breakfast next to this guy, and the guy at the end pulls out his bill and says, look at this, $25 for breakfast. Isn't this crazy? I said, yeah, it's just sign of the times. And we get to talking, and I said, you know, it's how bad it is, but nobody can afford it. People can't afford to go out and do this. You can't bring your kids here. He says, yeah, speaking of my kids, he's got a son and a daughter that live here in Southern California. Now, you're going to hear this and you're going to freak out. They make $400,000 a year. With the two kids, the house payments, the car payments and everything, they think they're dead broke. They are dead broke because they're just tapped out. But again, paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, making $400,000 a year. Wow. Catastrophic, guys. Catastrophic. This guy, clearly super fit, in his 70s, and left the Marine Corps. The year I was born, okay, in the 60s. This guy was talking about how, Dan, when I made $100,000 and I got that first contract, I just thought I was flying to the moon. I made all this money, and it was nothing. It was not enough to get by on. So what do you guys think, guys? Share your thoughts on this one so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Everybody is lost in the noise of the election right now, but you need to protect yourself. You need to hedge your bet and look at protecting yourself in the future and getting into precious metals. Look at what governments are doing. Look at what central banks are doing, and they are all buying gold. Rich people are buying gold at a record pace right now. The best place to do this is Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. IRAs, 401ks that are backed by precious metals. They sell all types of metals, but call them. They will send you a free investor guide. They will answer all your questions. They are number one rated for 8 years in a row now. And the reason for that is their stellar customer service. Once again, if you don't want to call, fill out the form below and contact them immediately, but find out how you can get yourself into precious metals. Banks, central banks, you know, major investors think that gold is going to go well above $3,000 an ounce. You don't want to miss it. 888-330-1431. Let them know that I allegedly sent you. Sometimes you see the coolest things when you come out here. There's a little pirate ship docked. That's very cool. Sometimes I feel like a pirate. Isn't this cool? I appreciate every time you guys send me things. And I woke up today thinking that I was gonna do a video on all the car theft that's going on and how it's completely out of control. And then I get these amazing emails and it completely hijacks it. Now Robert, who is very angry, okay, to say the least, sent me an email about his Roth IRA. It's being sent from Alliant Credit Union to a census. And he's like, hey, there's nothing we can do about it. He says, wait a second, I didn't authorize this. But again, this is what you're going to see. You're going to see things get merged and changed and moved around for the benefit of them, not you, okay? And they don't care about you. Now, basically, Robert used colorful language, and I can't read his letter or show it to you because he was it was about like a 1 to 10. It was like an 8, okay? But he swore on this thing a few times, okay? So, you know, once a census takes over, then he can start disputing things. But hey, if there's any losses or anything after 2 weeks, there's nothing you can do about this, and you're basically stuck. And he's like, I didn't agree to this, guys. I didn't agree to this, but you're gonna see this happen more and more and more right now. That's what you just don't get. So, you know, he wrote them a letter, and they basically wrote him back a 2-paragraph statement saying, hey, you know, this is the way it is. We're transferring this. There's nothing you can do about it. So get yourself prepared, guys. Be ready for the stuff coming down because you're going to see things that you've never, ever thought would happen. Now, you know, one thing I forgot to talk about, I want to talk about the Teamsters grant, the Special Financial Assistance Program from Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation is going to lend the Midwestern Teamsters Pension Fund. They're going to grant them. A grant is a gift, guys. That's your tax dollars at work. $23.6 million. No, give me $23.6 million and I'll own one of these boats out here. You know what I mean? Come on, guys. This is insane right now. But again, the dues, everything that they've asked for their members to contribute to, vote the way we want you to. Be part of the program, you know? You know? Capital One has a problem with enforcements of some of its savings account because it called one of its savings accounts 360 degree action. And they're saying, wait a second, you can't talk about that because it talks about, you know, interest 24 hours a day and all this stuff. Warrants potential enforcement action over the savings account. So read that article because, you know, the top federal agency, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that we've talked about a lot when it comes to the other banks, it comes to the Zelle, it comes to the money laundering, everything like that. Well, they're going after them for their 360 performance savings account with higher interest rates. Again, guys, nothing is as it appears. But what you're going to see, and you have to get used to this, is people go out of business and people merge that you never thought would be, you know, bedfellows. They're going to be strange bedfellows. Okay, let me know what you think. I want to remind you that we have an uncensored channel for everything that is too hot to talk about here called I Allegedly Live. Go check it out today. I'm putting a lot of content on there every day. You can sign up at iallegedly.tv. Go there directly or use the link below. But I love it. So many of you have signed up for it. It's just been fantastic. So check it out today. It's a lot to talk about. A lot's on there. And I'll see you over there as well. Now, here's the story I was going to start this video with that you're going to get now. And that is that car theft in the United States is up year over year 65%. Now, why am I laughing? Because it's related to something that we all know about, that we all say, hey, this doesn't seem right. Think about this. You've got areas like Washington State and Oregon where you have so many cars that are getting stolen on a regular basis. They're up, you know, 35-40%, but they're not even in the top, you know, three right now. Three and five is what they're at. What is the number one state for car theft right now? Oh, it's got to be Illinois, Dan. It's got to be, you know, let's see, New Orleans. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be Los Angeles, tied to like California. No, Vermont, guys. Small towns in Vermont. Now, when you go to LendingTree, their lending division has said, wait a second, you guys got to understand, they're going and stealing cars from the smaller communities. Who got shipped to the smaller communities? You guys know? Have any clue? When they put people in and there's crime. Huh. Anyways, these people are stealing cars at a record pace. They are also, think about this one, they have seized cars that were sent to West Africa. They've seized right now 331,000 stolen cars that were destined for another place in the world. Isn't that wild, guys? Huh, what do you know about that? So know where your car is at, know where your key fob is at. The things about putting your key fob away so that people can't get access to your car, there's things like this that are of value. But the problem that you're seeing is you're seeing crime run rampant right now, and they're not doing anything about it, okay? They're being reactive, not proactive, but get your car stolen. Watch them write you a check, okay? You're gonna be sorely disappointed. My son is experiencing this, and I, you know, one of the big boy things you get to go through in life is when your car gets totaled and you get to get clipped by the insurance company and you have to negotiate this and go back and forth. And just tell me, son, when you want me to step in and I will help you, and I can handle it, Dad. He ended up 2 phone calls, and then he's like, okay, help me, okay? But again, criminality. Remember, my insurance man got kicked out of State Farm because he was trying to give too many people too much. Now, this guy, I would have called him at his house and said, take care of this, and he would have taken care of it, but those days are done, okay? It's done. But again, get a car stolen. Watch what your rates do. All of the theft and everything. People in our military coming out. That's very cool. So, anyways, guys, the car theft is just off the chain, okay? Over 1 million cars have been stolen. I'm telling you, man, you want to see your rates go up? Get your car stolen. Be careful where it's at. You know, the Faraday bags that you can keep your car key fob in and things like that. I know people that drive around with with that so that the cars won't get stolen. They won't be able to duplicate the key fobs. But the criminals are just getting more sophisticated, regardless of where they're from. And again, you know, isn't that wild? Small towns are having big crime. Let me know what you think about that. Okay? Share your thoughts on that one, okay? I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. You know, it's funny. There's a great story below about Robert Kiyosaki complaining about a $14 egg salad sandwich. And it goes to what I talked about earlier about the man that bought a $25 breakfast. That was no big deal. So it's just too expensive. It can't be sustained, guys. Found a great article about six cars that you should buy and six cars you shouldn't buy. So there's that down there. But then the final story, I love where they take stuff from history, especially guys like Elon Musk, and they say, look at what he said and look at how it changed. In 2016, he said he will never make money on service for his company. Doesn't believe in it. It's unfair. Nobody should do that. And then you look at 2024, and they made a $250 million profit in the last quarter, but the supercharger sales and the parts for the superchargers and everything that they've done, everything that they've set up, that's where they're making all their money right now, is parts and replacement parts. The guy next to me at lunch today, he complained. He said, Dan, I just replaced my windshield on my Tesla, and it was $1,600. My first car in 1965 when I got out of the military was a Valiant that cost me $1,500 brand new, and now I'm spending $1,600 on a new windshield. So I thought that was kind of funny. So it's raining on me, guys. I got to get out of here, okay? I'm going to melt like the Wicked Witch of the West, okay? You don't want to see that. Like, subscribe, share your stories, guys. I always appreciate that. Let me know if I can, share your name and things like that. But Cindy with a Y and an I and Robert's stories today were just absolutely solid gold, guys. So thank you. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you soon. Oh, and one final thing.